Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. Of course, you can follow us on the socials. I'm at Allie Mack Radio. Bo is at SquidBilly929. Of course, Mikey P over here is at MPJohnson79. Collectively, you can find us at 929 Morning Shift. We're going to talk about J.J. Spahn's win yesterday at the U.S. Open in a moment. But yesterday was also Father's Day. And we have one Father's Day alum here, but we have one newbie as well. So scale of 1 to 10, Bo, how was your first Father's Day?
It's a rookie.
I guess I would say it was a 10 because...
Oh,
I,
boy.
And the reason I say I guess is because, you know... it was funny. We went to my parents Saturday to see my dad, so we didn't have to go anywhere on Father's Day. And my mom looked at Amy and was like, "Oh, do you have something special or something good planned for him?" And like, I didn't even want Amy to answer. I was like, "Yeah." And my mom's like, "What?" I was like, "Nothing." And that's what I asked for. And my mom's like, "What?" I was like,
"That is a special Father's Day.
All I want to do is get up and do whatever the hell I want," which I did a little bit of iRacing. I watched the U.S. Open, the Braves game, unfortunately, and the race. I was like Abe Gordon Light yesterday. I had both TVs and the iPad going, and then we topped it off with some frozen margs at Cancun's last night with some of the neighbors. Like, and like Amy allowed that. She didn't bother me about it. I even got to cut the grass, which, you know, what man doesn't want to cut his grass on Father's Day? Honestly, I tried to cut it Saturday.
I was going
to
say, honestly, I would have guessed you.
Guess what? The rain Saturday? Because when we got
home, relentless right
now. I was like, man, I'm gonna cut the grass. And I sat down on the couch for 5 minutes and looked out there and it was like, bottom drop.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if it's sunny and you're thinking about cutting the grass, you better go at that moment
seriously,
right now.
Because seriously, if your grass is dry, it's like, go now.
Yeah, go now. Mike, how was your Father's Day?
Mine was good. To echo what Bo was talking about, and I think most men out there, or actually just people in general, have probably experienced this on any given holiday, right? It's like Mother's Day or, you know, your anniversary or whatever it may be, and your, you know, spouse has like got something special planned for you. It's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, man. Because I think that obviously you get excited, and I trust my wife, but there's always that in the back of your mind where you're like, God, I hope it's not this. I don't really feel like doing that. And, you know, my wife obviously knows me very well. And I was like, you know, my first question was, is it outdoors? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, at least I'm not going out to sweat and worry about rain or being muggy or whatever else. So she sent myself, her and some of our neighbors sent me and a couple other guys to indoor golf and gave us a couple of hours.
That's
like,
cool.
Actually had an Uber pick us up.
Nice.
A couple of cold units on, you know. On ice, and we were ready to rock. So it was a lot of fun, man. Spent a couple hours doing that, then hung out with the kids over in Chamblee afterwards and got a little outdoor dinner and went home and watched the NASCAR race.
So did Lindsay make you, like, did she dress up the kids and put y'all in a picture? Because Amy had this outfit for Pork Chop, and it was like a little dress, and it said Daddy's Caddy on it. And then, like,
it was very cute.
And then she was like, "Hey, I was hoping to get, like, maybe you in a you know, like,
that's not
a nice
really
shirt."
Yeah.
And so I had to, like, literally, I put on golf shorts and a golf polo and took pictures. Like, we were that's what I was wearing that day. And then Amy's like, "All right, you're done." And I walked away, and then she goes, "Hey, I think I want to take one more." And I was standing there, and I was in a whole new outfit. She's like, "Never mind."
Nah, man, that's Lindsay's. That ship has sailed. I think we're at the age where we got to let our kids pick out what they wear,
yeah,
or they lose their mind.
When does it phase out, Mike? Because I am seeing, you know, it's Pork Chop's second month, and we've got like staged photos with Bo and Pork Chop in matching outfits. When do you think that'll phase out?
I don't know. I'm not a good person to ask on that. We did, you know, the 1 month photo all the way up to like 1 year, and then it was over with. And getting any group photo right now is like pulling teeth.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely pulling teeth.
I can go ahead and tell you that's going to be the biggest fight in my household for the next 18 years. I mean, I can go ahead and tell you, and it's not even. It's
I don't want to take a freaking photo again.
No, it's not. But I don't think it's going to be me. I say that when it gets out of hand, like, oh, can we get this over with already? But that's why I wonder. You're talking about the kids saying, like, no, they're not. Like, when that point hits with Pork Chop and Amy, I can tell you that is going to be a full-fledged fight. Oof. And I am going to be stuck. Me and Sprinkles are going to be just stuck, like, right in the middle of it.
We do every year what I call a drive-through family photo, which at my wife's work, they, like, have a for their whole, like, place where she works. She works at a high school. For the whole high school, they get one photographer, and this photographer, it's just, I don't know why they do it. Photographer goes to the park,
yeah,
and just sets up their camera. And each family sets up like a 5 or 10 minute increment to just roll up,
yeah,
all dressed up, take 10 minutes worth of family photos, and you're out.
That's amazing.
I know. It's absolutely amazing, because otherwise you're hiring somebody and you're going to find a place. Like, no, man, call it drive through photos. Literally, we just roll up. There's already a family there of 5 taking photos. We roll in, snap a couple pictures on like a bridge at a park, and just keep rolling.
That
and
is
it's
so
like
smart.
It's the best, and they do it for free. So it's all good.
That's
it's awesome.
Amazing. Well, we were just talking about how, you know, the weather here has been so awful with the rain, and you got to mow your grass as soon as you see a little bit of sunshine. The weather was also really bad in Western PA over the weekend at the US Open, but JJ Spahn did end up winning, first career major win, only golfer to finish under par. And he was actually pretty shocked about this.
I never thought I would be here, you know, holding this trophy. I mean, I've always had aspirations and dreams, but like I said, you know, a few months ago, I never knew what my ceiling was. I never knew how good I could be, but I'm just proud that I've been resilient in my career and pushed through a lot of things and just trying to be the best golfer I can be.
Bo, you actually talked about how tough the course was last week, Oakmont, and JJ not only had to deal with that, but a storm to make it even more difficult, to the point where they had to stop play at one point between 4 o'clock and 5:40. There was a delay. It seemed like it was just treacherous over the weekend at Oakmont.
It's a tough course to begin with, and even the guy that designed the course was like, what they've done to this course has made it, like, the bunkers aren't playing the way they're designed to play. The bunkers were designed to kick you back, the ball back in if you miss hit it. And they had it where the ball was just dying in the rough. Mm. And it was one of many things. But the best, you mentioned the weather, the best thing in the world happened for JJ Spahn with that weather delay.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no doubt.
I don't know how you guys watch sports, but I watch sports and I just always end up gravitating to one team, one player that I want to win if it's not my team, right? None of my favorite golfers were high up on the in the leaderboard, so they have a chance to win. I didn't know if I wanted Sam Burns or JJ Spahn or, you know, Adam Scott kind of winning his first major since that Masters years ago. And I was just like, man, I don't know. I can't get in with Spahn. And when he hit, I think it was the first hole, his approach shot, he hits a phenomenal shot, and it hits the flagpole and rolls completely back into the fairway. It was a back pin. Big greens, back pin.
It was like a 50-foot ricochet at least.
And I immediately felt so bad for him, and then the way he handled it, and for him to fight back, I was pulling for dude at the end. I loved to see what he did yesterday.
He was
over par at one point in time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I was going to say he's the first U.S. Open winner to start their final round with three holes over par. Three straight bogeys, and that obviously hitting the pin was one of them. But you heard there in the cut he's playing afterwards, you want to talk about a guy who's feeling pretty good about himself. How about $4.3 million that he wins by winning that tournament? And, you know, he's a guy that's been around, but obviously enjoying a career. I think he was runner-up at, what, the Players earlier this year?
He lost in, like, a three-hole playoff to Rory.
If a Bitcoin was the size of...
Yeah, he's obviously, you know,
doing
a lot of things.
He did not win Bitcoin, by the way.
I don't know why. They didn't pay him in Bitcoin either. I mean, it's been awesome to kind of see his rise, and you see, you know, the winning putt there, which was what, 60 feet. And you see his wife, you know, obviously excited with two daughters and it's Father's Day and everything else. So that made it even extra cool. So I loved it.
Do you guys like seeing these golfers struggle with a course like that? Or would you rather see them being the experts that they are?
I love it. So here's the deal, and I've talked about, we had this whole, I've had this conversation with Mick, the caddy who's going to join us at 8:20. Who was caddy on the tour. Mike, I love it because here's the deal. First off, let's just talk about the majors real quick. The Masters is completely different from anything. It's the only major that's always at the same place. They have their pin. It gets harder as the week goes on with their pin placements and everything else. PGA Championship, to me, is the closest to a regular tournament because guys can go out there and score and you'll have high scores. The British Open is a links course that... You know, there's all kinds of things, the weather, and they don't maintain rough like they do. And then they have the U.S. Open, which travels around, and they make it hard. I love the fact that it's the one tournament that I feel like in that's in America, one major that's in America that really tests everything a golfer has. Not only you saw Rory, you guys see Rory break, like, just like throwing clubs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I love to see the mental aspect of the game. You see these guys grit. They're just how resilient they can be. I love seeing it. It's different than the other majors.
Yeah, I can only imagine how frustrating it probably is because obviously you practice a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and you practice on certain. You know, if you go to the driving range, like it's usually probably at least for these guys, it's really well manicured. You play on the nicest courses that are so well manicured, and not that this one is not, but you go to a place that obviously is treacherous, and anytime you know. Go outside of the boundary, it's ridiculous. But then, to your point, you brought this up earlier, adding the rain was probably a little bit step too far for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like seeing them struggle. I like the difficult course. You start adding weather on an already extremely difficult course, and I'm like, all right, man, this is getting a little bit out of hand. It's hard to see. I love seeing the grit and everything, you know, the mental toughness, mental fortitude it takes to get through that. But at the same time, I want to see good golf, too, and it makes it really, really hard to play good golf in some of those conditions.
It's not like the USGA was like, hey, can we get like 3 inches of rain about 4 o'clock?
Yeah, but they made their bed, though. That's my point. They made their bed. They knew it was tough, and you know, you always got to take weather into consideration. So it is what it is. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole tournament. It was a lot of fun to watch yesterday. I watched a lot of it while I was at my Father's Day gift sitting in the indoor golf.
Did you hear how his day started yesterday, though? JJ Spahn. About 2 or 3 in the morning, he had to make a CVS run because his daughter had a stomach bug.
Oh, no.
There was no CVS in downtown Pittsburgh where he was staying because this track, of course, is near Pittsburgh. And so he had to drive around, I guess. And, yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of fitting, right? It's his first major, his second PGA Tour win of his career. And it's on Father's Day, and he has to be the ultimate dad before he even got there.
He battled the weather and a stomach bug. Well, major congrats to JJ on that win. Coming up, it's tied up. We're going to cover the NBA Finals, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. And I think I have found the absolute luckiest person in the world. We're going to talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.